The Parent Report with Joanne Wilson.
How a few rules can make walking to school a safe and healthy activity. Next on The Parent Report. Hi, I'm Joanne Wilson with The Parent Report. Today, most parents insist on driving their children to school even though walking is healthier. Kids get exercise and there's no emissions. While it's important that children walk in a group and know the rules of the road, the reality is walking to school is pretty safe, says Michael Thompson, psychologist and author of Homesick and Happy.
I think the fact that we drive our children everywhere has something to do with our fear rather than what our children need. The risks are not that great. The risks of your child being hurt in a car accident with you at the wheel are far greater than anything happening to them on the walk to school. 30 years ago, 80% of children walked or biked to school. In the States, that's down to 13%. I'd like parents to have the courage to allow their children a reasonable walk to school because it helps the child grow. And a group of children, of four or five children, are probably very, very safe.
For more, check out our new website, theparentreport.com, or find us on Facebook. Tomorrow, school bus safety. I'm Joanne Wilson.